When I was traveling through Buenos Aires, I would confidently get in a cab, speak to the driver in Spanish, and tell him where I wanted to go. Then I would get this look from the cab driver like he had no idea what I was saying. I'm not fluent in Spanish, but I know the basics to get around. Aggravated by this scenario, I told the concierge at my hotel exactly what I told the cab driver in Spanish. "Am I saying it wrong?" I asked her. She said, "Not at all. You are saying it perfect. They just see a strawberry blonde white American and they automatically assume you can't speak Spanish, so they don't hear you." Argentina is not the only place this translation problem happens. It also happens in the workplace and at home. Before you let who you are define what you say, say it in a different way. I'm sure when I stepped into that cab in Buenos Aires, I sounded like every American ordering directions right away, because that's the Spanish phrase I knew and was comfortable using. But had I started with a conversation starter instead, I would have gotten his attention and he would have recognized I could speak some Spanish. And then when I gave the directions, he would have heard me. The pitch challenge today: in business, you may be viewed as a label like intern, woman, salesperson, or boss. At home, you may be viewed as a label like mom, husband, middle child. Whatever your perceived label, acknowledge that this is how most people see you, and then try phrasing your request in a different way. A common mom phrase that may get ignored is, "Wash the dishes tonight." So switch it up and say, "I have a request for you tonight. Are you able to wash the dishes, including the pots and pans from dinner?" Because you said it differently, it forces the other person to think about what you are saying instead of just filing the mom comment into the no need to respond pile, because she says that every night. Many times in business dealings, I feel like I'm not heard because I'm younger or a woman, or especially if I'm not wearing heels, look like I'm on my way to school instead of the boardroom. So in order to remember this technique, I'll often think, if I was a man, how would I say it differently to this client or group of executives? It's easy for people's brains to leap to a conclusion before you get a sentence out of your mouth. So channel someone who is the total opposite of your stereotypical self and be heard.